between Rashi and Tosfos in terms of Michi Asa Rav Bavel? Are we talking over here about a chronological timeline, that's what began a certain new Metzius, or is Rav's coming to Bavel simply to be Mavari or a Metzius that existed since the time of the community in Bavel from Korban Bayis Rishon? And then I mentioned that there's a Tosfos over here in terms of these two towns, exactly where they were found. And towards the end of the Gemara points out that Rava is the one who holds l'fi she'ein edim mitzuyim l'kayimo, and so why should he require me b'toch oso shchuna? L'chora, aren't there edim mitzuyim l'kayimo b'toch oso shchuna? And the Gemara states shayni b'nei machuza de naidi, that Rava was speaking about a very unique situation in which the fact that two people happen to live in close quarters does not necessarily mean that they recognize each other's handwriting. Rashi points out, Ein mishtayim bebateyem, shetrudim b'schora, Ein makirin chasimos shebeineyem. It wasn't a community that had local business contacts. They happened to be living together, but their business contacts were every man for himself. Over here, Tosfos learns out a tremendous halach lemaisa conclusion from this one line of the Gemara. Mikan posek Rabbeinu Tam, the hashta bizman hazeh, tzarech lomar b'chol makom b'fanai nechtav, af al gav de kaimelan karava, do amar afisha ein enim etzim lekayemo, v'lo misham lishma, mikol makom tzarech de hashta b'chol hamakamos, the hashta b'kol hamakamos naidi k'mo machuza. And that's time of Rabbeinu Tam. I mean, Rabbeinu Tam was before the global village, etc. L'chora kal v'chomer b'no shel kal v'chomer, Rabbeinu Tam's psak would apply nowadays l'shitato. However, who disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam? Halach l'maisa? Who formulates things in a totally different manner? The Rambam, correct. The Rambam in Perek Hei of Hilchos Geirishin constantly speaks about makom l'makom. And then you have a question in terms of exactly how far these makomot are from one another, but the basic assumption of the Rambam is that ba'oso makom, there is no takana of b'fanai nechta. And if you moved over to Eben Ha'ezer, to Halach L'maisa in Hilchos Gittin, in Siman Kuf Mem Beis, so over there the Mechaber quotes the Rambam verbatim. Hamevi shliach hamevi get mimakom lamakom b'chutz la'aretz Eretz Yisrael v'chule, always makom lamakom. And it concludes the yimyavo abal v'yarim neisha'ein edem etzulim l'kayim o mimakom lamakom b'chutz la'aretz. And nowadays Eretz Yisrael is similar to chutz la'aretz, is mimakom lamakom. And the Ramah is masluk b'zman hazeh hamevi get afil b'bayis l'bayis b'ir achas tzarech lomar b'fanenechtam. Bayis lebayis means even two apartments in the same building, one would require b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtam. Okay, so this machlokes continues ad yomenu in terms of the requirement of b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtam. The tremendous nafkamina, l'chora, is the next line of Gemara, where we have a situation where a get was brought in Bavel. In Bavel at that time, in Nahar Dog, Asura was considered to be Ke'eretz Yisrael. It was considered to be Metzius of Edim Metzuyim L'kayimo, and certainly there was a din of Lishma. So they came before Rav, Tzrichna me refanei nechta ne nechta mogo, Tzrichna amalei lo tzriches, because that's the nature of Bavel. The E of this is Hanes. My E of this is Hanes, the E osi balu ma'arer lo mashkechinan be. What over here is the Gemara telling us? A tremendous chiddush that even though there's no need for fanenechtam, becholzot iav disihanis. What over here is the chiddush? What would we have thought? Had the Gemara not said this, what would we have thought? The fanenechtam is a chumra or a kula. We pass like Rava. Without the takon of fanenechtam, what would you need? You need edim mitzuyim l'kayim. You need kiyum. You would need kiyum. A classic kiyum in front of Bezdin with two edim, etc. And we have a takana that b'fanai nechtav. B'fanai nechtav is a fast track of a kiyum. It's a It's a kiyum without all of the of the format of the classic kiyum. It's an easy kiyum. It's an easy way out. So what havamina would we have had? That maybe where did Chazal make this takana that you can use this easy way out? Only a situation when you need it. But the moment that you have a situation of Eidim Metzuyim Lekayimo, like in Bavel, maybe there Chazal didn't make the takana. Maybe there you require a full kiyum. Kamash Malan, that even once they were Metakein, it applies Lo Plug. That's what Shabbat is Chiddush. And therefore, you look in the Ein Mishpat near Mitzvah, we find the Rambam Paskins this Chiddush, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins this Chiddush, the Rif Paskins this Chiddush. Who doesn't Paskin this Chiddush? Look in the Rush. In the Rush, we don't find this Chiddush at all. It simply skips the Gemara. He mentions the B'nai Machuza, the Naidi. He brings in, and then doesn't bring in this Halacha. So in the He'aros, on the Rush, of Rav Bezalel Rentschburg, he is mayor to this fact. Diktiku Mizeh. The tema al harosh shelo zochar ze, v'harif, v'harambam, v'atur, v'ashulchan aruch, hevi yuhu. And he gives an answer which should be an obvious answer, sort of a klutz kasha. It's a question Rabbi Bednosh would ask his son. What would be the answer over here to this question? Why doesn't the Rush mention this halacha, that the b'fanenechsev works even in places where it's not needed? That's a Ferish of Gemara. You have this Mahanis, and the Gemara then continues, and he's another Tana that another Amar that holds it. Exactly. Once he passes like a Benotam, then there is no place in the world where this applies any longer. The whole halacha is if we have places where there is no takana, where we have Eidim Metzuyim Lekayimo, can you still use Fanei Nechta Fanei Nechta? Rabbi Notam says that there's no such place, even in the same shchuna, even in the same binyan, even in the same house. You need to find a nechav, when you go from an apartment to an apartment. So there's no such situation where we're going to have a case of lo tzrichus. That's what he points out. It's barbara that way. Yesh lomar, the cave and the kasev harosh, b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. The hashda, the chol makamos naidi, v'tzarach lo omro, im kein vade lo shayach irur debal, v'lo nafkamina midi l'dida mimem razov, v'chulei. I don't know, it says, Aliza, adayin sarachiyun. I don't know what the adayin sarachiyun is. Maybe that the dvarim would be chosev l'kad musam. People would begin living in villages, and people would begin knowing their neighbors' signatures. V'chulei, v'chulei. Maybe, you know, and then it would turn into halacha l'maisa, and so we should always bring it even zilcha the Mashiach. But barer, you know, it's alachora. These two go hand in hand. If you pass like Rabbeinu Tam, then this gemara is irrelevant. If we don't pass like Rabbeinu Tam, then it's very important to know how far does the takana go. If you pass like the machaber, the only mimakom l'makom, like there are only mokom l'makom. What do you do ba'osam makom? Do we still have an Eitzah of the Fanei Nechta, Fanei Nechtam, to prevent the error of the Baal. Okay. So the next Gemara brings in the same Halacha, and the Gemara ends up that we have we paskin like Rava, even Rava agrees to Rava, and everything appears to be fine and good. The Gemara then concludes, Shalach le Rav Yosar le Rav Chista, Gitin haboim misham lekan, from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Ein Sarachom fanai nechta fanai nechtan. And the Gemara says that this is because it fits in both according to Rabba and according to Rava. That we assume that we have Kevandika Rabim de Salke Venachte Mishkach Shlichei. Amar Rav Yosef, Man lemalon de Rav Yosar bar Samchahu. Why are we quoting this Rav Yosar? Who is he at all? Va'od ihu d'shalach le'ga Rav Yehuda. We find that he made a terrible faux pas, that he once sent a halacha to Rav Yehuda, b'nei Adam ha'olim misham lekan, hen kiyemu ba'atzman v'yitnu ha'yelet b'zona v'hayalda machru v'yayin v'yishtu. He viewed very negatively Talmidim who came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael to learn on a long-term basis, leaving their families back in Bavel. But that wasn't the faux pas, this halacha. The faux pas was, v'kasavla, he quoted over here a pasuk in Yoel, v'kasavla below sirtut. And, Amar Rav Yitzchak, shnayim kosvin, shalosh ein kosvin, b'mesnisa tana, shalosh kosvin, arba ein kosvin. It's obvious that l'kulei alma we need sirtut. And here, this Evyasar, this fellow Evyasar, didn't write it with sirtut, he's an Am Haaretz. If he's an Am Haaretz, why are you bothering to quote him in terms of a halacha that relates to Mefanei Nechta, Fanei Nechta? So Abaye resurrected Rav Evyasar, that the fact he didn't know Rav Yitzchak's halacha doesn't prove anything. It's a milsa which is not Talya B'Svara, but Talya B'Gemara, U'Gemara Lo Shmiya, and not only that, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Evyasar, and the Gemara then continues into a different machlokas. Okay. Just one he'ara before we move over to the Tosis dealing with Sirtut, and that is the drusha of the pasuk over here, Vayinu Sayelad Bezona Vahayalda Machru Vayayin Vayishtu, that we have over here, at least to the best of my knowledge, three deos. What did Rav Avyosar find very, very negative in the behavior of those who, I assume, with the permission of their wives, would leave their wives in Bavel and come to Eretz Yisrael, which was the seat of learning, and learn for a while. So Rashi understands, Shehayu mishtayim be'Eretz Yisrael, menichin neshoseyen agunot ubetelim mipiria verivya, shenakel be'enehem yiladim v'yiladot. That this pasuk that deals with children was brought in by Rav Avyasar to point out that one of the signs of a decaying society is that people don't care about children. Right? In Europe nowadays, the birth replacement rate is negative. You know, people don't want to have children. And here you're dealing with Talmidei Chachamim, and we have a mitzvah of Pru Revu, and the mezalzel in this mitzvah Pru Revu, they put their own learning above having children, and that's what's horrible. That's the negative part in terms of that they're growing and learning at the expense of having children. And that's according to Rashi, correct? Tosfos learns it a little differently. Lefi shehein mishtahin be'eretz Yisrael hayu b'neim u'b'noseihem mishtabdim b'shvil mizonot. V'hainu b'zona b'shvil mizonot. And Tosfos brings such a ma'aseh shehaya from the Yerushalmi. Namely, it's not a question of they're not having children, but rather that they are putting an economic burden on their children. That they're learning in Eretz Yisrael on the cheshbon that their children now have to go out to work, their children have to be involved in supporting their wives, in other words, the children's mothers, and that's very improper to learn on someone else's cheshbon. This isn't exactly a Yisachar Zvulun relationship where the children tell their parents, go to Eretz Yisrael and learn, and we'll support mom and everything is fine, but rather they are creating facts on the ground that aren't proper. There is a third perush that I saw in the Maharal, which is very, very powerful. I just wanted to bring it to your attention. It has broader implications as well. The Maharal, as you know, has Kiddushei Agados, and it's brought in a number of volumes, and one volume has Kiddushei Agados on Gitin. This is the first one, Dafavah Mabez. Vayitnu et Sachakos, four lines. Vayitnu es hayeled, klomar sheminichin b'neihem uvenoseihem uboyim lekan, v'lo yuchu legadel b'neihem kasher holchu l'merchakim. What are they mezalzel in? Chinuch. That they're mezalzel in chinuch. It's not a question over here of not having children. It's not a question over here of any economic burden. The Chora, you know, where it's everything is taken care of. They have a shver and Bavel is taking care of the wives and the kids, v'chule, v'chule. That's not the point. The point is that they're doing it on the cheshbon of the chinuch of their children, that their children are supposed to be being mechunach by auto remote control. That's not what's going to bring about a proper relationship, and that the Gemara calls Avyasa calls Rayitnu Sayelad Bizona Vahayaldu Makru Bayayin Vayishtu. Namely, that what's going to be is that there's going to be a kilkul in the chinuch, and the kilkul is going to be irreversible, And it's due to the fact that they were learning, namely that to learn on the cheshbon of a child's chinuch, that's not the right approach. I think I may have mentioned to you once that there is a chidushei harim, if I mention it, then just tell me, I'll stop in the middle, in terms of the mitzvah of hakel, that the mitzvah of hakel, it says, anoshim v'noshim v'taf. And Chazal adoresh anoshim l'mod, noshim l'shmoa, which is their darga of limud, like in terms of the chiyuv of Kriyas Megillah, and hataf litein sachar l'miviyehem. The question is, what does that mean, hataf litein sachar l'miviyehem? So I saw many years ago in the Chidushei Harim that I'll just give it, I'm still in the Hashra of Rav Rakefet for Friday night, so I'll just give an example. Let's say we have a situation where a parent is bringing a child to the Beis HaMikdash for Hakel. Right, so the parent puts the kid on his shoulders and gets up, davens vasikin, goes to the Beis HaMikdash, which gets a place in the front line, and right in front of the bama where the melech is setting up his kriya. The Sefer Torah is being handed from the skan to the Kohen Gadol, from the Kohen Gadol to the melech. The cover is taken off the Sefer Torah, it's being unrolled, and the kid pulls on his father's ear, he needs to the bathroom. Right, so the father has to take this kid all the way out of the Azara, down the stairs, take him out of the Beis HaMikdash to the bathroom, then go to a mikveh, go back in. By the time he gets in, he's in the back, he sees the melech rolling up the Sefer Torah, and it's being put away. And next Hakel is 7 years hence. Right? That's Litein Sachar L'miviyehem. That any person who has a child has to know that chinuch of the child is going to be on the cheshbon of his own avodas Hashem, but that's the mitzvah of chinuch. That's the mitzvah of chinuch. It's always going to be on your cheshbon in order to be machanech, but that's what you're supposed to do. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be machanech, even if it's going to be on your cheshbon. So here, what Rav Yossi was saying is these people are doing pumfakert. Not only were they not, you know, where it's not only was the chinuch not on the cheshbon of their learning, but pumfakert, that their learning was on the cheshbon of their kids' chinuch. That's not the way you're going to raise a new generation of Jews. Okay, so that's what the Maharal says in his forewords. So, now let's move over to the question of Sirtuv. The Seder, we have over here a machlokes between Rav Yitzchak and between the Braisa. Tosis points out, Habahag, Posek ki Rav Yitzchak, Afal gav de polig amas nisa. Very, very strange. We have over here a Braisa. Generally, Braisos come from the school of Rav Chia. These have gone through a certain degree of checking out, and Rav Yitzchak, we're assuming, is an Amora, and we have generally very, very rare that we have an Amora being cholik on a Braisa, and the Bag Paskins like Rav Yitzchak, the Yodeya Hoya She'ena Ikar, that the Bahag understood that Rav Yitzchak would not have been cholik on the Braisa unless he felt that it was Eino Ikar. Is there any Raya from the sugi over here to the shita of the Bahag, that the sugi viewed Rav Yitzchak as being superior in terms of halach lemaisa to the Braisa?
The fact that they're questioning Rav Eliezer from Rav Yitzchak's
shot,
not from
Rav. Nachon. In other words, the fact is that the Gemara is asking on Rav Yosef from Rav Yitzchak, and Abaye then says, Otu lo yoda hoda Rav Yitzchak, in other words, etc. So the Gemara seems to be going in that direction of the Bahag. I sent you to two Rambams, one Rambam in Hilchos Yibum V'Chalitza, and one Rambam in Hilchos Stam. How does the Rambam Paskin, like Rav Yitzchak, or like the Braisa? So what did you see, Pinchas? It appears to be a stira in the Rambam, that when we come to Hilchos Yibum V'Chalitza, in which in the Shtar, that was a shtar raya on the Yibum or on the Chalitza or the Ksuvas Yibum, we have over there psukim being quoted, and the Rambam Paskins, those psukim require sirtut, three words require sirtut already, two words don't, three words do. That's the Perush of Rav Yitzchak. And yet, in Hilchos Sefer Torah, when the Rambam speaks about Kisvei HaKodesh as requiring sirtut, over there, the Rambam Paskins, that you have the option of writing three words without sirtut, only the fourth word on requires sirtut, like the masnisa. And so the Mefarshim, of course, deal with the stira. When Rav Bednarsh gave his chabura, he pointed out that he felt that the best teretz was saying that one of those two Rambams is a Tolos Sofer. That's certainly a possibility, to say that there's a Tolos Sofer in the Rambam, or the Rambam himself made a mistake. But the question is there any way of being mechalek between those two Rambams? So in the Achronim, there's a lot of ink has been spilled on this matter. In the back of the Gemara, one finds the Maritz Chayas giving a a Balbatish Chiluk, but Balbatish Chilukim certainly have a lot of emes to them, based on a certain assumption. So I'll give you the Chiluk, and you'll tell me what his assumption is. His Chiluk is that it depends who's writing. Classically, if you're talking about Hilchos Sefer Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzah, a sofer is writing. So the sofer was told that he can write three words without sirtut. By the time he gets to the fourth word, he should already be mesartet. Ma she'enkein, the shtar yibam, shtar chalitza, we're assuming that one of the members of the Bezdin was writing, and he shouldn't go beyond two words without being mesartet. By the time he gets to the third word, he should already do sirtut. That the sofer, who is more practiced in terms of his writing skills, will give him a little more leeway. For a balabas, we're more maktid. What appears to be, according to the Maritz Chayas, the reason for sirtut, that one would be mechalek in such a manner?
Readability.
Readability. I'm being mesartate, that it'll be readable. That, you know, it'll all be on the same line. It'll be much clearer. And therefore, we're assuming that the sofer would only begin, perhaps, to move off the line by the time he gets to the fourth word, while a person who is less skilled may already begin after the second word to move off. And so the sirtut over here is needed for readability. This may be a reason for sirtut. It may very well be. However, there could be other reasons for sirtut as well. Did you come across any other options for understanding why one would require sirtut?
The reason why you require on three is because people may be in Zavra, to make it more of a serious document. He says that the reason why you require by Shtar Yibum is because people may be in Zavra on it.
Okay, in other words, let's assume that you get a wedding invitation. The wedding invitation has a pasuk in it. You look at the invitation, you see that the invitation is in Golders Green. You're not heading for England at this time. So you decide to throw it into the circular file. It doesn't mean anything to you. But if there was sirtut, then you would say, hey, there's a pasuk over here. I have to cut out this pasuk. This pasuk has kedushas kisrei HaKodesh. Namely, it's to give a certain recognition to what's here that you wouldn't be mezalzel in it. Masha einkein. And with it, that could be a difference. And sorry, did I bring that? I left that on my table. There's Oh, no, I was looking for Meiri, but it was okay. They're in the Meiri. The Meiri quotes a shita that he rejects, but appears to go in this direction. He's not very didn't feel it. Halacha Lamaisa had teeth to it, but he mentions. Yesh nohagin lasot nekudot al hamikra kishen kosvin oso below sirtut. Lurames sirtut. Namely, that we have an alternative. Sirtut, of course, should be done before you write. Tosas and Sota deals, what if you're masatate after you write? Does that have any meaning? So the Meiri says that there, you know, if someone wrote without sirtut, we have an alternative of simply putting dots on top of the letters. Now, that's not going to increase readability by putting dots on top of the letters. But what would it serve as? As a heker. That would serve as a heker. If it's a din of a heker of Kisvei HaKodesh, then the distinction we made, l'chora, would be very strange. Why would there be more of a heker needed why would there be more of a heker? In other words, and you could say that maybe there should only be a heker in a get chalitza or a ksuva, That shouldn't. But why need a heker at all if you're dealing with kisvei hakodesh? Why should be a difference between one words? Readability. So you want to stop things before they get too bad. But if it's a question of heker, in any case, the Meiri says on this yesh noa gim ve'eno klum. He doesn't think that it serves any purpose. Maybe because it's not a din of heker; it's a din of readability. But this lechora is totally on the reason for. on the reason for the chiluk between within the Rambam, if there is such a reason. Yes?
I think Tosos in the bottom says Zekeli Gamera.
It's one say that maybe, in other words, he brings in the issue of readability, and says that the issue of readability would not be a din of sirtut. It would be a different matter. In other words, that even in places where you don't require a sirtut, like fill-in, there would be a possibility of sirtut to help make it readable. Correct. We're dealing over here that within the din of sirtut, not outside of the din of sirtut. Yes? We don't, I mean, maybe, but there's a machlokes between Rav Yitzchak and the Masnit. In other words, we want to say, according to the Rambam, that there's no machlokes between Rav Yitzchak and the Masnisa, that simply they deal with different areas. So, again, the one deals with a sofer, one deals with a balabos. That was the suggestion that was made. That would be Al Chamosh
Misinai. Perhaps Al Chamosh Misinai is a less stringent view, or the more stringent view of the balabos is just in order to maintain the readability.
Okay, perhaps that's still working within that chiluk. Okay, I would hold off on this question through the Rambam for a while. Let's get a little farther into Tosfos. Maybe we'll have a more conceptual manner of distinguishing between the two Rambams. What Tosfos moves over into is fine. We paskin like someone. We paskin like Rav Yitzchak, we paskin like the Masnisa, we paskin like someone, but the problem is halacha lemaisa in terms of our behavior, that we don't find such a halacha being kept. We don't have sirtut on our wedding invitations. We don't have sirtut on things that we write. Here we have a halacha, and it's a halacha which is quoted in the Rambam, quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. How do we do without it? So Rabbeinu Tam wants to give a distinction. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, v'chein pirish riva b'shem Rabbeinu Eliyahu, the dafka shemiskaven lichtov hapasuk lidrasha. Kihacha, aval kishe adam shalach higeres lechavero, muter sheyichtov lashon hamikra, kedei shlichtov lashon tzach, below sirtut. What over here are the two sides of the coin? Between what and what is Tosfos distinguishing? What over here is the mechayev of sirtut according to Tosfos, that it would apply in the Reisha, in the first case that he gives, and wouldn't apply in the Seifa? How do you understand Tosfos? Maybe just to sharpen it a little, let me read you another Rishon, who says he's quoting Tosfos, but uses different terminology, and Yitachen that there is a difference, sorry, this is yours, and Yitachen that there is a difference in terms of the approach of these two Rishon, even though they're both giving the same Shita, but listen to the Ramban. V'horu miktsas chachnei hatzorfatim. It's quoting Tosfos, quoting Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Dechi amrinon deshalosh ein kosvin, hanei milei ki ahu de amran, heim ki yemu ba'atzmon v'yitnu hayelad bezona. Dikra gufei maisi. Iname kigon de amrinon betalmud shene emar. Avo b'mokom shekosev igeres, umedaber b'loshon nikiya, v'nokit lishna dekra, ein tzarech sirtut. Ze'ein ze kodesh, v'lo niskaven l'pasuk elo loshon tzach. Again, Tosa speaks about niskaven lichtov ha-pasuk l'drosha, ki hacha, ma she'ein kein, the igeres is kedei lichtov loshon tzach. So clearly, we're dealing with the same shita, but each of them is using different terminology. What would you say, according to Tosfos, is the mechayev, and according to the way the Ramban quoted Tosfos, what's the mechayev of sirtut? Yes, Eitan?
Tosfos seems to be an issue that you're
Excellent. Namely, I think you're correct, that according to Tosos, the Chiyuv of Sirtut is part of the din of Hilchos Talmud Torah. That when you're learning halacha, when you're being dorish from a pasuk, when you're learning from something which is part of Torah Shebichtav, then you're mesartate the pasuk. This is a din, if you want to, within Kavod HaTorah, within the din of Hilchos Talmud Torah, that if I'm learning something from it, I'm going to be mesartate. Masha'enkin, if I'm simply using it because of the beautiful poetic language that the authors of Tanakh used, that I can't write it in a better sense. I'm simply quoting them because they know how to write in a proper flowery Hebrew. Then that's not a din of Talmud Torah. If there's no din of Talmud Torah, then there's no din of Sirtut. The Ramban doesn't mention the word Doresh. But as Eitan pointed out, he does speak about, are we dealing over here with a pasuk? Namely, it's not a question of your intent. If you're intending to learn halacha, if you're intending to be mekayem the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the question is, are you quoting a pasuk, what he calls kra gufe, or are you simply quoting the words of the pasuk, lishna dekra? If you're, in other words, both of them, it's the same words that are in front of you, but one of them is meant as a pasuk qua pasuk, shene'emar, right? This is Rav of Yosar. We have a pasuk in Yoel, and he wants to apply it to the current situation. He's being doresh halacha from a pasuk. He's using it as a pasuk, as opposed to using the lishna dekra, that doesn't have the status of a pasuk. It's not within the world of Kisvei HaKodesh. That doesn't require sirtut. Okay, so we have a machlokes over here as to what is the mechayev of sirtut. Is the mechayev of sirtut Talmud Torah? Or is the mechayev of sirtut kedushas Kisvei HaKodesh? As long as I have over here Kisvei HaKodesh, that's written as a pasuk, so then it requires. Otherwise not. In terms of Rav Yosar, we have both Kisvei HaKodesh and the Drasha. Within an Igeret Shalom, we have neither nor. So, at this point, Yitzachen, it's hard to see what's a nafkamina between these two approaches. However, if you recall, what I did mention to you a number of times, that I'll probably keep mentioning it, is that although Brisker Torah is built on chilukim of either or, there is always the possibility that one should keep in mind of a third option, which is both. Maybe we have two dinim of sirtut. Maybe we have two mechayivim of sirtut. Not one or the other, but two. We would have one mechayiv of sirtut when we're using something in a halakhic context, and another mechayiv of sirtut when we have an objective kisvei hakodesh. Why am I mentioning that now? How would that help us in terms of right. That would bring us back to the Rambam. We mentioned the Rambam appears to have a stira between Hilchos Yibam and Chalitza and Hilchos Sefer Torah. In Hilchos Yibam and Chalitza, he paskins like Rav Yitzchak. In Hilchos Sefer Torah, he paskins like the Masnisa. Yitachen, Elu ve'elu divrei Elohim chayim. That we have over here an option of having two dinim of sirtut. One din of sirtut is when we're being doresh from a pasuk, like Tosus points out. And over there, when we have a halachic nafkamina within the pasuk, Rav Yosar quotes a halachic nafkamina in terms of Sefer Yoel, a get of Chalitza has a halachic nafkamina in terms of the status of this woman, a ksuva of a yibum has a halachic nafkamina in terms of her status. When we're dealing with bringing him sukim to give a halachic nafkamina, there, who do we paskin like? That's Rav Yitzchak, and that's why Abaye over here mentions Rav Yitzchak. This is what Trafte pointed out earlier, that we have Rav Yitzchak being quoted in our Gemara, not because we paskin like Rav Yitzchak, but because this is the context of Rav Yitzchak. Masha'enken, we have a different halacha. Simply when I have objectively Kisvei HaKodesh, that's the language of the Rambam in Hilchos Sefer Torah, when I'm writing Kisvei HaKodesh, that's the Ramban's distinction over here. When I'm writing Kisvei HaKodesh, I also have a din of Sirtut. Even if I'm not writing it for being Doresh Psukim. But I have Kisvei HaKodesh, then we have the standard of the Masnisa. Namely, it's Elu ve'Elu, not one against the other. And then, you know, the fact that we paskin like Rav Yitzchak, we'll paskin Rav Yitzchak in the context of Rav Yitzchak. We'll paskin like the Masnisa in the context of the Masnisa. So the fact that we have over here the words of Tosfos, the Chiluk of Tosfos being given in two Nuscha'ot, and each of them have, at their basis, a perhaps a different machayev, yitachem that both of these machayevim would be on the table. The only thing is that according to the, we just have to change, what does it mean to have Kisvei HaKodesh? Within the Ramban, Kisvei HaKodesh means that the Gemara over here, that if I'm quoting a pasuk in the context of Limud Torah, that's called Kisvei HaKodesh. If I'd be quoting a pasuk in a get, I'd be quoting a pasuk in a ksuva, that would be Kisvei HaKodesh. If I'm quoting the pasuk as the pasuk, not as Lishna Vikra, but as the pasuk, that already is Kisvei HaKodesh. The Rambam can agree with the principle, but with a different application. The application of the Rambam is that when I'm writing a Sefer, when I'm writing a Sefer Torah, when I'm writing a Megillah, when I'm writing Kisvei HaKodesh, that's when I have this status of Sirtut, where three words I don't have to write, by the fourth word already, I have to write. Why have such a distinction? Well, we have over here Makoros, we have Rav Yitzchak, and we have the Masnisa. Why say that they're Cholek, if we can say that they're both correct? And simply we have one standard in terms of Kisvei HaKodesh, Ali with the Rambam's definition, another standard in terms of Drusha, within Rambam's definition. If we take this approach, then we could say, well, maybe we'll have another definition of Kisvei HaKodesh. Namely, that Kisvei HaKodesh wouldn't be only that I say Shene'emar, like the Ramban says. Kisvei HaKodesh wouldn't necessarily be that I write a Sefer, like the Rambam says. Maybe what condition do I need for Kisvei HaKodesh in order to have Sirtut, and which would explain why nowadays we know we don't have Sirtut, even though we quote Psukim left and right, and we write Svarim left and right. But what would I require for Sirtut? No, mention the Rishonim, the Ramban himself. Namely, the moment that I am setting up, not as din of Talmud Torah, it's not a question of a drasha of Talmud Torah, because then my nafgamino what the ksav is. But the moment that I'm saying that what is the mechayel of sirtut, kedushas kisvei hakodesh, so then the kedushas kisvei hakodesh could only be if ksivazu is ashuris. But if it's eina ashuris, mutar lichtov below sirtut, shelo amru el kagon sefer Torah, Unevim uksuvim sheksivasam ashuris avol ksiva zo. Now, in other words, in our classic writing, vaday muteret sheina ksiva klal. This is not kisvei hakodesh. This is not doesn't have the din of kisvei hakodesh. Shalom huchshira b'chol kisvei hakodesh. Va'aldo anasamech lemichtav b'ksiva zo below sirtut v'chein amadabar. This is the source that nowadays we're not writing in ksav ashuris, and therefore there's no need for sirtut. Yes, Amita.
What's the status nowadays of Kisvei HaKodesh written in
Ksav Ivris? So I would ask the question a little broader. In other words, you're bringing in a Ksav Ivris, you know, that you're going to find on a piece of a pottery shard. But what question could we ask within the Ramban? What is Ksav Ashuris? Does Ksav Ashuris mean Ksav Beis Yosef, Ksav Ari? Is that Ksav Ashuris? What about what we call ksav merubah, which is as opposed to the ksav Rashi or script, or we call Hebrew script? Would that also have a din of ksav ashuris? What about the font of the Koran Tanakh? Is that considered ksav ashuris? What about, I don't know, in my computer there are some 30 fonts. Do I have to go through them, and where do I draw the line? What it would be considered to be ksav ashuris or not? Namely, if everyone would be writing. If everyone will be writing script, then that certainly is not ksav ashuris, that's what Ramban is saying. But were you to write things a bit more formally, like at wedding invitations, many times are written very, very formally, not written necessarily b'ksivas stam, but they are written with a certain block print, to give it a certain sense of chashivus. Would that take away this heter over here of the Ramban? That's an open issue. Yes? I'm saying, and it's not ksav ashuris. It's called, it's a ksav koren. In other words, that they made up their own font, and they were very proud. This is the first Jewish font, and this is a font which is true to the Makorot, and you know tries to keep the basic form of the letter. Is that considered to be ksav ashuris? Yes.
Would there be a link between something that's printed on a printing press or?
That's an excellent text. Rav Moshe has such a tshuva that deals with printing, photostatting, v'chule, in which he claims that it is, does not require suit. We'll have to come and see why. In other words, Nacham, yeah, certainly correct. But the question is that a relevant factor? Yes.
Just taking a step back, if the chiluk we made is correct, then really Agamar is more shaft to the Bisla. So why would Agamar have brought in the price at all?
Yeah, brought it in. No? In other words, this is the sugi of Sirtut. So they brought in the two deos, but they didn't necessarily bring it in as a machlokas. We don't find in the Gemara here necessarily that it's a machlokas. It's Rav Yitzchak Amar Kacha, Tana de Masin said Kacha, and now, you know, we have an issue that it appears, it would answer the question as to why the Gemara over here is only relating to Rav Yitzchak and not to the Masnisa. So one option is the Bahag, that everyone had this Kabbalah, this Masnisa is a corrupt version, then why is it being brought at all if it's so corrupt? But if you say, even if it has validity, but it's not meaningful in this context, and that's why the Gemara brings it, but ignores it in the context of the sugya. Okay, so we have over here then the chiluk of Tosfos between the Gemara, the sugya over here, and an igeret, with two distinct mechayevim. What appears from Tosfos, a mechayev of Talmud Torah. What appears from the Ramban, a mechayev of Kisvei HaKodesh. We take the Ramban's direction, yitachein that we'll have two mechayevim, and we could explain Kisvei HaKodesh in a broader manner, or we could explain Kisvei HaKodesh in a more limited manner, and that would bring us to the Shita of the Ramban in terms of Ksav Ashurit as being a condition for the requirement of Sirtut. Within the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish Pei Dalad, Hilchos Sefer Torah, the very, very end of Hilchos Sefer Torah, Kol Kisvei HaKodesh Ein Kosvin Belo Sirtut Afilu Kesuvim Al Haniyar. That's the language of the Rambam. Then he continues, Oser Lichtov Gimel Tevos Mipasuk Belo Sirtut Im Huksav Ashurus. Quotes the Ramban. Then the Machaber continues, Emi Ubi Igeret Shlomim Muta Lichtov Afilu Kama Tevot Mipasuk L'Devar Tzachut. In other words, he brings in Tosfos. So we have over here the language of the Rambam on one hand, and then the machlokas between the Ramban and Tosfos as to what is the exemption currently. Is it the Dvar Tzachus as opposed to Talmud Torah, or is it the lack of Tzav Ashuris that this is a din within Kisvei HaKodesh? Okay, let's continue within Tosfos. Yes? Okay. Tosfos, after giving his chiluk, points out, Omiyu b'Yerushalmi perek basra de Megillah mashmak tzas de osur. Namely, that even if you're writing mitzad tzachas haloshon, one would still require sirtut. De kamar hasa mahu lichto of tartin tros milim and psuka, umaisi rav muna shalach ksav l'rav oshia bar simei, reishisech mitzar haya, ma'od yasgei acharisech. Mashma shaloya kosev elo l'shemi geret shlomim v'lo l'drosha v'afilu v'afal pikein haya makvid shelo l'chosvo kaseder. What over here is Tosfos pointing out? What's his raya from the Yerushalmi? What did the Yerushalmi do? There was a letter that was sent quoting a pasuk, and what was unique about that letter?
Quoted the pasuk
out of order. What is the proper order of the pasuk? It's a pasuk in Iyov. V'haya reishischa mitzar. In other words, that even though your beginning is full of pain, right? No, continues. Acharischa yasgei ma'od. But you're going to end up flowering, growing, v'chule v'chule. This was what Bildad said to Iyov, that if you just admit your mistakes, you know, whereas then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take you out of your Yisurim and give you this wonderful future, but be moda on your Averos. So over here, this was used as a means of saying that to a person, look, you may have problems now, but don't worry, everything's going to be much better in the future. But the pasuk was turned upside down in order to take away the necessity of sirtut. And this is in Igeret Shlomim. So this goes against the distinction of Tosfos. However, Tosfos points out, Mihu harbe may be sham shenira shehayu kosin mudrasha kamar marukva shalach sav garesh galusa havikoy v'damech the havikoy v'damech that he would get up and go to sleep at the zimra perish hayashoche v'komei mezamru fun of Yisrael al tismach el gil ba'amim. And again over here, what is the proper order of the pasuk? It's quoted over here by Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilyon. Ba'amim el gil, right? In other words, that the order was switched around. V'chein harbe mevishan. So it's not as though the whole Yerushalmi is against this chiluk, because most of the cases in Yerushalmi really are trying out to learn out halacha, like the Gemara will bring on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, but rather than write it with Sirtut, like on Zayin Amud Aleph, they simply switch the order. But we do find this one instance where even though it appears to have been written for Tzachas Haloshon, B'chol that requires Sirtut, Sarachim. Okay. But even if we're able to explain the Bavli and not the Yerushalmi, that itself would be, to a certain degree, Dayenu. And so the Chiluk is brought in the Shulchan Aruch between the Tzachus HaLashem and the Drasha, the Din of Talmud Torah. The Im Tomar. Now Tosfos moves over to a different topic. Me'inyan le'in boso inyan. Do'amar ba'kometz rabba, perek beis de Megillah, the tefillin ein tzrichin sirtut. This goes against all of our criteria. Tefillin are written l'drasha, and tefillin are part of Kisvei HaKodesh, and tefillin are written b'ksav Ashuris, and this is not Tzachas HaLashon by any criteria. So, in other words, what over here is the heter to write tefillin without sirtut? Yes, Amitai?
I thought, it wasn't tefillin were written l'drasha. Tefillin were written...
Drasha means that it is... When it's written for drasha means that if someone is... a sofer is writing a pair of tefillin, he is writing it as part of Kisvei HaKodesh, and this is the uchsavtam means, you know, it's b'shivtecha b'visecha lechtav aderech, that everything that he's writing has halachic implications.
I mean, obviously, my initial reading
I think that it was Kal Vachomer and Shal Kal Vachomer. This is the source of all drushas. In other words, that you're writing a parsha that's going to be a source of all drushas. Halo afilu shalosh arba tevos trichim sirtut. In other words, this appears to be alibud the kol hadeos. When you're going like the Rambam, like the Tosfos, you should require over here sirtut. Why in the world does tefillin not require sirtut? Before we see the Teirus Rabbeinu Tam, what is the easy way out, which is taken by Tosfos in Sota? Why would tefillin not require sirtut? Let's read it inside. He asked the same question. It gives a different answer. V'ho amrinam v'akometz rabu b'megila. It brings the same two makoros. Hilchasa mezuzah tzricha sirtut avalot tefillin. Nire d'hochi hilchasa gemirala the ein lo gasartet tefillin, the ego tema hachi, elahad the pasuk avalot tefillin, the lo mifsalei v'chulei v'chulei. That would be great. In other words, that this is halacha Moshe Misinai. It's not halacha Moshe Misinai that mezuzah requires sirtut. It's halacha Moshe Misinai that everything requires sirtut except for tefillin. That's halacha Moshe Misinai. That when the Gemara says, in other words, the same Gemara that he's quoting over here, tefillin ein tzrichin sirtut, is the end of the sentence. The beginning of the sentence is mezuzah tzarech sirtut halacha l'moshe misinai v'tfilin lo tzarech sirtut. So the halacha l'moshe misinai doesn't go on the mezuzah tzarech sirtut. Mezuzah tzarech sirtut because it's a din of Kisvei HaKodesh. Kisvei HaKodesh, nitan l'drasha, psukim, all that requires sirtut. Kal v'chomer Megillah, the halacha l'moshe misinai is to exclude tefillin. So the easiest way out is simply to say that we have over here Alcha Moshe Misinai, because al pisvara, there's no reason at all why tefillin should not require sirtut. However, Tosfos, by us, takes a totally, totally different approach. V'omer Rabbeinu Tam, the tefillin lo boi sirtut al kol shita v'shita, aval osa sirtut achas l'mala v'kosev tachtav kama shitin v'chulei. And what over here is Rabbeinu Tam pointing out? What is Rabbeinu Tam pointing out? How many forms of sirtut are there? When the Gemara says, Mezuzah tzarech sirtut halacha Moshe Misinai avalot filin, what is the Gemara talking about? And what are we talking about?
Every single line.
Right. In other words, what we have is as follows. Certainly all Kisvei HaKodesh require sirtut, including tefillin. There's no reason why tefillin shouldn't require sirtut. Tefillin should be no worse than the pasuk of Vayitnu hayelad bezona v'hayalda machru b'yayin. If this requires sirtut, certainly tefillin requires sirtut. And a get chalitza requires sirtut. And exuvas yibum requires sirtut. All psukim require sirtut. But the sirtut that we're talking about, that's required universally, is simply the top line. Simply, you make a top line, and you the top line that you write according to that sirtut, and then you follow with your own eyes, working your way down. Or, if you want to, let's move to the bottom of Tosfos. V'ha damar mesechet sofrim, the very last line. Eino rashai lichtov. This is even by tefillin and sefer Torah. Elam kein sirgil, v'yuriya eina mesurgelet psula, Hainu dalit sirtutim milamala lamata umitzdadim. That maybe when we're speaking about sirtut, we're not speaking about only the top line, we're speaking about a frame. Top, bottom, sides. When we say that mezuzah requires sirtut ocha Moshe Misinai, what are we referring to? Kol shita v'shita. Namely, according to Tosfos, everything requires sirtut, but there's a minimal sirtut and there's a maximal sirtut. The minimal sirtut is what we spoke about. If you're writing for drasha, you're writing Kisvei HaKodesh, you're writing tefillin, you're writing a sefer Torah, that requires the minimum sirtut, the box. When the Gemara says that mezuzah is different from tefillin, mezuzah halacha Moshe Misinai requires sirtut, aval tefillin lo, that's the sirtut of kol shura v'shura. That's the approach of Rabbeinu Tam. That's the approach of Rabbeinu Tam. Does anything else require sirtut to the degree of mezuzah? Again, we have now the whole world of Kisvei HaKodesh on one hand, one side, and mezuzah on the other side. Does anything else require sirtut similar to mezuzah according to Tosfos? Sefer Torah, no. That's the toast. That's the first wide line of Tosfos. So Ha Do Amar Perakama de Megillah Divrei Shalom VeEmes Melamed that a Megillah Tzricha Sirtut Kaamita Shel Torah. What is this Ka'amita Shel Torah? Everything requires sirtut. What is Amita Shel Torah? Amrei Notam, the Lav Hainu Sefer Torah. The Hologoi Sirtut. Sefer Torah doesn't require any unique sirtut. Ela Hainu Mezuzah. V'kari le'amita Shel Torah, al shem sheyeshbo shem yichud malchus shamayim. Okay, so we have then, over here, two options. We have within sirtut, one option, the easiest option, is that of Tosfos in Sota, that all Kisvei HaKodesh require sirtut, right? And Hu Adin, anything which is learned out of the Drasha, each of these two, put nitzvah. Period. And the sirtut we're talking about, L'chorah, is every line. When you're talking about the Sefer Torah, you're talking about mezuzah, you're talking about Megillah, whatever we're talking about requires sirtut, the same sirtut. Tefillin, we have halacha Moshe Misinai. That's all. That's, and there's no rhyme, no reason, halacha Moshe Misinai. You don't ask questions on halacha Moshe Misinai. It's not a logical distinction, it's halacha Moshe Misinai. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted tefillin to be in this form. Masha'en came, the world of Kisvei HaKodesh, the world of Talmud Torah, that all requires drasha, and three words, four words, etc., you know, that we talked about, maybe there's one din, maybe there are two dinim, but it's across the board. The other option is to make distinction. And here we find, by us, Tosfos saying, that we have two dinim of sirtut, we have the sirtut klali, and then we have the kol shura v'shura. The sirtut klali we have again two options, either just the top or a frame. This applies to Kol Kisvei HaKodesh, including tefillin. There's nothing that doesn't require the minimum sirtut, even sirtut. The only thing it doesn't require is tzachos havashon. And a gerer with tzachos havashon wouldn't require sirtut. And then we have the Kol Shura Veshura. So here we have two stages. We have a halacha Moshe Misinai of mezuzah, and then we have a drasha, ka'amita shel Torah, that also megillah is compared to mezuzah. Ka'amita shel Torah doesn't mean sefer Torah. Sefer Torah is over here. Sefer Torah is over here, along with tefillin, along with the get yivmin, along with this. This is the classic, right? This is masha'en, and over here we have mezuzah and megillah. Halakha Moshe Misinai and a Hekesh. In other words, that we have over here, Ki Amita Shel Torah. Torah says, the Pasuk says, Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. Divrei Shalom Ve'emes tells us that Megillah needs the Sirtut of Megillah, of Mezuzah. Correct? This is Tosfos' picture. Who didn't learn like Tosfos? We have over here Tosfos in Sota. We have Tosfos over here in Gittin currently. Tosfos in Gittin. Who didn't learn the Gemara? It's according to Tosfos, according to Menotan, you have to say that the words Ka'amita Shel Torah mean mezuzah. That's a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous chiddush. Most of us would not have learned that way without learning Tosfos. How would we have learned Ka'amita Shel Torah? Like a Sefer Torah. Who learns that way? Like that way we would have learned?
Rashi.
So the question is, what is wrong with Rashi? Why did Tosfos over here take Megillah and put it similar to mezuzah? Let's learn the picture of Tosfos. That here we have Sefer Torah and Tefillin and everything else. And here we have mezuzah. And now we have this Megillah, which is coming midrabbanan. Esther is being mechadish to us, Chazal Tam of Esther being mechadish to us in Megillah. And they say that the Megillah is Divrei Shalom Ve'emes, and Chazal Adorish Ke'amita Shel Torah. Why can't we put it over here? That Megillah would need the sirtut of Sefer Torah. Why not? In other words, what pushed Tosfos so much to put Megillah under here and say Ka'amita Shel Torah means mezuzah? That it means mezuzah is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, Yichud Malchus Shamayim, that's Amita Shel Torah. It sounds like a drasha, someone given sure that mezuzah is Amita Shel Torah. That doesn't sound like that's shot in the Gemara.
Because if it was in column A, you wouldn't need a drasha. Because everything needs it in column A, so you wouldn't need the drasha to put Megillah in column A. Once there's a drasha, it must be that it's...
No, but these are all Kisvei HaKodesh, in other words, and Sofko, in other words, maybe...
But not from Divrei Shalom Ve'emes.
Okay, what else? What else? Let's continue in Tosfos. Tosfos continues. So he says, V'chein nira, de'i b'sefer Torah could appear isham b'kuntrus, which l'chara could have fit very nicely into our chart, hab de paslin on ha'asam b'perek beiz de Megillah, adiftera v'shelo b'dio, when we're dealing with on what the Megillah is written, and we say that if you write a Megillah on diftera, it's no good. You have to write on klaf or on gvil. If you write shelo b'dio, it's no good. You have to write with dio. The asya ksiva ksiva. Midiksiv ani kotev al ha-sefer b'dio. Va'amai lo yalfi me'amita shel Torah. Ve'ibe mezuzah mayri necha. Diin kein ha'yisi matzrich dosustus kamo b'mezuzah. So what does Tosfos say? What's his problem with Rashi? Why did Tosfos put Megillah over here as opposed to putting it over here? That the drasha of Divrei Shalom Ve'emes would be Ka'amita Shel Torah like a Sefer Torah. What does Tosfos say? Because then what would we have which we've not understood? We have an extra drasha. That we know we have a drasha ksiva ksiva. That we find ksiva by Sefer Torah. And we find ksiva by Megillah. That Megillah is also called a Sefer. So we have ksiva by a Sefer. And ksiva by a Sefer. And from here we learn out the dinim of klaf and dio. So why then would we need a drasha Divrei Shavan Ve'emes, Kamita Shel Torah, we already have a drasha ksiva ksiva. So according to Tosfos, it's Kaftar Aferach. This drasha ksiva ksiva tells us the din of Klaf and Yo, and this drasha, Kamita Shel Torah, tells us the din of Sirtut. But because the din of Sirtut in Megillah is learned out from Mezuzah. But in other words, if the din of Sirtut in Megillah would have been learned out from Sefer Torah, we don't give a drasha kamita shel Torah. That's also ksiva ksiva. That we have a din in Sefer Torah also of Sirtut. All Kisvei HaKodesh have a din of Sirtut. So why need two drashas if Rashi is correct? Why do you have the drasha of ksiva ksiva and the drasha of kamita shel Torah if this means Sefer Torah? This is Sefer Torah, this is Sefer Torah. We have a hekesh over here. Why have two gemaras that tell us the same din? That a Megillah should be like a Sefer Torah. According to Tosfos, we need two drashas, because Megillah is like a Sefer Torah only in terms of Klaf and Geo, not in terms of Sirtut. In terms of Sirtut, we have this unique Halakha Moshe Misinai by Mezuzah, and that's where Megillah is similar to that unique Amita Shel Torah, the Yichud Al Malchus Shamayim of Mezuzah. But according to Rashi, why require two drashas? No? What would you say for Rashi? What would you say for Rashi? Was anyone of the Rishonim bothered by this? Did anyone forget for Rashi? Yes?
I think the Ritzvah holds like Rashi. I forgot about
it. You're correct that Chachmei Sfarad feel that Rabbeinu Tam went overboard. But they say it in other words, Megillah, most of us know, to a certain degree, the Gemara Megillah, as opposed to, let's say, Gittin or Sota. No. What dichotomy do we find in the world of Megillah? You have a Gemara and Megillah, and the Megillah nikreis bam, v'nikreis blam. Nikreis sefer, v'nikreis igeres. Right? Megillah nikreis sefer, v'nikreis igeres. The Gemara says, Megillah nikreis sefer, that if you were to take pishtan and tie the klafim and Megillah together, that would be possible. Because it's nikreis sefer, it has to be like a sefer Torah. But it's also Nikrei Sigeras. It's not like a Sefer Torah. In the fact that Sefer Torah has to have Gidim from top to bottom. And Megillah, it's enough if you have a little Gid on the top, and a little Gid in the middle, and a little Gid on the bottom. It's Nikrei Sigeras or Nikrei Sefer. It goes back and forth between the two. Now, once it goes back and forth between the two, so let's try and understand what would we say in terms of Sirtut. Megillah, Nikrei Sefer, Nikrei Sigeres. Does a Sefer require Sirtut? Yeah. Does an Igeres require Sirtut? That's the way Rashi learns over there in Sota. Sota, Sheksava, Megillah, Sota, Shekosva, Igeres, Pasul. Rashi says without Sirtut. Right? Igeres doesn't require Sirtut. Sefer requires Sirtut. Okay, so we have Ksiva Ksiva telling us that Megillah is similar to Sefer Torah. In terms of Klaf, in terms of Yo. What about in terms of Sirtut? So, Megillah Nikrei Sefer, Nikrei Sigeres. Mitzad Sefer, it should require Sirtut. But Mitzad Igeret, it doesn't require Sirtut. So therefore we have a drasha, Kamita Shel Torah, Divrei Shalom Ve'emes, that it requires Sirtut like Sefer Torah. Namely that there's nothing wrong within Rashi per se. Rashi could, you know, it could learn that over here Megillah is like Sefer Torah, put it over here, and we need another drasha because we have this uniqueness of Megillah, the Nikrei Sefer and the Nikrei Sigeres. And we don't know in terms of Sirtut, is it like a Sefer, like an Igeres? Kamash Malanda, in the world of Sirtut, right, it's Kamita Shel Torah. Kamita Shel Torah requiring Sirtut. Not like the unique, what Tosis created, this unique Halacha Moshe Misinai of called Shura Vashura. But rather, it's like Sefer Torah, requires Sirtut as opposed to an Igeres. Okay, so we can have Rashi, we can have Tosfos. We can have these two sides. What we're left with now is to move over to the extent of Rashi's Shita. Now we have over here Tosfos and Sota that all Kisvei HaKodesh except for Tfilin require Sirtut. Rabbeinu Tam says that we have a world of Sirtut Kali, we have a world of Sirtut called Shura Vashura. Let's see where Rashi is holding. What requires Sirtut according to Rashi? So we have Sefer Torah requires Sirtut. Sefer Torah requires Sirtut. What else requires Sirtut? We saw that Megillah requires Sirtut. because Megillah is like Sefer Torah. What else requires Sirtut according to Rashi? We have a Rashi in Sota on the Yudzayim at Beis. Mara says Megillah Sota Kosva Igeres Suga Kesefer. Rashi says V'halachu L'Moshe Misinai Shesfarim Tzrichim Sirtut. Right. So this includes Megillah Sota. What else is included over here? We have Rashi Menachos, Rashi and Megillah. What else is included? Rav Finkel said anything called the Sefer. What else is called the Sefer according to Rashi? A get is called Sefer, Sefer Krisus. Anything else? We have Megillah Sota, right. Anything called Sefer. According to Rashi, we have this din of Sefer. Ksiva, ksiva. Anything which is a Sefer requires Sirtut. The Chiddush is that even though Megillah could have gotten out of the picture, because it's also called an Igeres, V'cholzot, Kamita Shel Torah, it requires Sirtut. We have a din across the board, anything that has a din of Sefer. Sefer Torah, Megillah, Megillah Sota, Get V'chulei. Why require two psukim? So one pasuk gives us the rule. Ksiva, ksiva, anything called the Sefer requires Sirtut, and the other, to be sure, we don't make an exception by Megillah. So that's, in other words, so Rashi goes beyond. According to Tosfos, there's no need of Sirtut in a Gedisha. According to Tosfos, there's no need for Sirtut in Megillah Sota. When it says that Megillah Sota ki Igeres Psula, how does Tosfos learn over there in Sota? What's ki Igeres Psula? Tosa says that it means if you were to write it without hakpada on chaseros and yeseros. If you were to write it be'erach. Megillah, sota, you'd write be'erach without being careful in terms of chaseros and yeseros, that would be no good. Nothing to do with sirtut. For in the Tosa, what requires sirtut? Kisvei HaKodesh. Get is in Kisvei HaKodesh. Megillah, sota is not Kisvei HaKodesh. In other words, that these would not necessarily require sirtut. But according to Rashi, his gedder is sefer. Anything that we find is called a sefer, sefer krisus, in other words, v'lakleta sefer, b'vigila sota, anything which is required is called a sefer, requires sirtut. We have one more shita to see over here, and that's the shita of Miranda. Okay, this we'll hold off with until Mitzvah Hashem Wednesday. So I want to see is the Shita of the Rambam. In terms of, the Rambam quotes both drashas. He quotes the drasha of Divrei Shalom Be'emes, and he quotes the drasha of Ksiva Ksiva. He quotes both drashas in Hilchos Megillah. How does he deal with the issue that we dealt with, why do you need two drashas? He deals with it differently than we saw in the Ramban. What is the Rambam's rule in terms of tefillin? And you know, we'll try when we see the Rambam to just sort of pull everything together. Okay, that will complete the sugya, Yirat Hashem, of Sirtut. So what we spoke about today was in terms of what are the overall machayevim of Sirtut, and technically, how does one break it down in terms of the various mekoros, how the Rishonim view the various mekoros. What I'd like to do with you next time, and believe Neder, I'll give you a page of Mar Makomos tomorrow, is just to finish this matter of Sirtut within the Rambam Shita, and to see the Grizz's Chiluk within the Rambam, and then to move into the next Sugya, which is an Agadata, in terms of Atizna Rav Pilak Sho. Exactly what is going on over here, there's very, very little in the Mahar Shah, who usually helps us tremendously in terms of understanding Agada. One should see the Maharsha, but over here, if one wants to get a broader picture of the Agada from at least one perspective, my suggestion would be to look in the Maharal, in the Biurei Agados of the Maharal. There may be others perspectives as well that I'm not aware of. And then the Gemara brings in the concept of Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elohim Chayim. I think that it would pay just to see the basic Mar Makomos on the sugya, that there are at least one, two, three approaches to what this concept means, and so I'll give you a page of Mar Makomos on that, and then we can continue up to the Gemara of Zimram Demona, up to the middle of Zayin Amud Aleph. That's what I'd like to get to next time. And then the concept of instrumental music, Zimra Mana, that will move into Bli Neder a week from today. We'll get back to Gittin. We'll get to Zayin Amud Aleph.